和弟兄姊妹一同聚集在你自己的身旁。你的自己不仅是我们的拯救，主啊，你的自己在我们的里面更是我们的喜乐和满足。主啊，愿今天晚上你救恩的功效，就是你在十字架上所流的血，带我们进到你同在的深处，让我们得着你，享受你，让我们从你的话语中来与你相交。主啊，你在我们身上多施恩典，就是为着要栽培你所赐给我们在我们里面这属天的新生命。主啊，当我们被你吸引，我们愿意来注视你，我们愿意来跟随你。主啊，你就细心的并且忍耐的在我们身上做美丽的工作。主啊，叫我们身上各个肢体逐渐成型，逐渐长大，我们在你的面前能够讨你的喜悦。主啊，不仅你成为你儿女们的供应、满足和喜乐，主啊，也愿你的教会每一个蒙救赎的儿女也都长大成人。我们有一个光景，不仅主啊，我们在你的手中成为可用的器皿，更在你的心中也成为你的喜乐和满足。亲爱的主，我们把今天晚上的聚会恭敬交在你的手中。主，愿你的同在显在每一颗心中，每一个家里面。愿你的话语的光照在我们的中间，引导我们，吸引我们，让我们更多爱慕，快跑来跟随你。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。
弟兄姊妹们，晚上好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
上个礼拜，大家我相信有很美好的交通的聚会哈。
I believe we had a wonderful fellowship.
今天晚上呢，我们要开始进入雅各书第七章。
Tonight we are going to discuss the Song of Songs chapter 7.
我们一同先把这一章圣经的十三节，我们同声的把它读一下。
Let's read chapter 7.
雅各书第七章，王女啊，你的脚在鞋中何其美好，你的大腿圆润，好像美玉，是巧匠的手做成的。你的肚脐如圆杯，不缺调和的酒。你的腰如一堆麦子，周围有百合花。你的两乳好像一对小鹿，小鹿就是母鹿双生的。你的颈项如象牙台，你的眼目像西实本巴特拉病门旁的水池。你的鼻子仿佛朝大马色的利巴嫩塔。你的头在你身上好像加密山。你头上的发是紫黑色，王的心因着下垂的发柳系住了。我所爱的，你何其美好，何其可悦，使人欢畅喜乐。你的身量好像棕树，你的两乳如同其上的果子累累下垂。我说我要上这棕树抓住枝子，愿你的两乳好像葡萄累累下垂。你鼻子的气味香如苹果，你的口如上好的酒。女子说，为我的良人下咽舒畅，流入睡觉人的嘴中。我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。我的良人，来吧， 你我可以往田间去，你我可以在村庄住宿。我们早晨起来往葡萄园去，看看葡萄发芽开花没有，石榴放蕊没有。我在那里要将我的爱情给你。风茄放香，在我们的门内有各样新陈佳美的果子。我的良人，这都是我为你存留的。很感谢主，让我们进入雅歌书的第七章。
Praise the Lord, we are now finally entering the chapter 7 of Song of Songs.
雅歌书是一首爱的歌。
Song of Songs is the song of love.
有读圣经主的仆人们给他起个名字，讲到爱的道路。
Others who love the Lord have given this book a name called The Path of Love.
在这条路上，这一个追求主自己的女子，她逐渐的长大成熟。
On this path pursuing the Lord's love, the girl who loves our Lord is getting more mature, and more and more like the Lord.
他的生命呢，我们看见经过几个的阶段。
Her life has gone through several phases.
听着主来呼召他，他响应主的呼召，起来跟随主。
By the call of the Lord and by her answering the Lord of call, Lord's call, she has rise up.
在他跟随主的路上，他一步一步的效法基督。
On this path, following the Lord, she is following the Lord step by step.
所以基督在肉身中的经历也成为他在灵里面在肉身中 的经历。
Her own our Lord Jesus Christ, his own experience in the flesh is becoming the experience that the virgin girl is experiencing in her spirit.
每一次他有新的对主的认识和跟随。
Every time she has a new acknowledgement, understanding of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见主在他的学习之后呢，主就对他有一个好像新的评估和一个更深的欣赏。
After she has learned something, has passed certain stages, our Lord has a new evaluation, has a new appreciation for her.
我们看见在第六章的最后一句话。
Let's look at the last sentence or last verse of chapter 6.
好像这句话呢，也是第三者，不是耶路撒冷的女子，也不是被追求的王，也不是追求主的那个童女，而是旁白者。
This verse is set not by the women in Israel, not set by the king who the loving virgin follows, not set by the Shulamite. It's set by a narrator.
所以有人讲，这好像是圣灵问大家的一个问题，说你们为何要观看苏拉密女，像观看马哈念跳舞的呢？
Some Bible scholar has said this seems like the Holy Spirit is asking everyone, I'm reading from the verse, why would you look upon in the Shulamite as a word the dance of two camps?
所以第七章好像就是这个回答。
Chapter 7 seems like answering to this question.
这个回答我们很难分辨啊，到底是这被追求的王说的呢，还是这位旁白者他说的。
It's relatively difficult to distinguish whether this is set by the king, who the virgin girl is pursuing, or is set by a narrator as well.
不管怎么样，我们看见在这里啊，把这一个追求主的童女，她生命的光景所达到的一个程度啊，完全的描写出来。
Regardless who answered this question, This chapter here has fully described at what stage and what level this virgin girl has pursued the Lord. It has a good paint a good picture of where she's at in her spirit.
如果我们留意读，从第七章的第一节到第五节，这里讲到这个女子她身上的肢体的十方面，或者十种的肢体。If
we pay attention, if we read this carefully, verse 1 through verse 5, it describes her body in 10 ways, or we can say it describes 10 parts of her body.
这个在新约圣经用的，他用的 the members of our body.
In the New Testament, it's translated into the members of our body.
好，我们知道在罗马书第六章，第十二节十三节里面， 保罗讲到我们重生得救了以后。
In Romans chapter 6, verse 12, 12 and 13, Paul said, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lust.
请念完十二十三节，请弟兄帮我们英文先读一下。
Romans chapter 6, verse 12 and 13. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey in its lust, and do not go presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as those alive from the dead, and your member as instrument of righteousness of God.
这是一个基督徒要追求成圣过程中非常重要的一个认识和奉献。This
is here what Paul has described is what as a Christian what we should really pursue if we want a sanctified life.
我们身上有很多的肢体，在保罗的讲， 我们身上有很多的肢体，我们不要再把这些肢体作为罪的奴仆，让我身体犯罪了。As
Paul described, there are many members of our body, and Paul has said, you should not let your members of the body become slave to the sin, so you sin again, become the slave of sin.
我们重生得救了以后，我好像死过一次了，但是主让我从死里复活了。 所以我就把我自己献给神，并且把我身上的每一个肢体都当作义的器具献给神。Verse
13 says really well, you know, when we are resurrected by Christ, our whole body, all members of our body were resurrected by Christ as well. So Paul said it clearly in verse 13, present yourself to God as those alive from the dead and your members as instrument of righteousness to God.
在新约圣经，保罗没有讲这些肢体是什么，具体的表现是什么。So
in the New Testament, Paul didn't really go into details of what really the members of our bodies are, and what's the sign of it.
所以我们常常就想，这个肢体大概就是我的五官吧，我的眼睛要献给神，我的耳朵要献给神，我的嘴巴要献给神，我的手要献给神。那么 这些是肢体，那么做义的器具。当我们这样过生活，有一天呢，这些肢体长大成熟了，它是什么样的光景呢？
So although Paul didn't talk about in details what really these members of our bodies are, we oftentimes think that, oh, it's our five senses, our ears, our hands, we have to give that to our Lord. But we often wonder if our members of the body grows up, what does it really look like?
弟兄姊妹们，这个答案呢，在雅各书第七章第一节到第五节呢，我们可以看见非常清楚的一个描写。Brothers
and sisters, the answer to this question, what our body, a member of a body, look like, has been clearly answered in the Song of Songs, chapter 7, 1 through 5.
首先我们看呢，这个描写童女 达到美好光景的那一位，他称这个童女，她是王的女儿。
First of all, we're seeing that the virgin girl who has reached to the of spiritual level, the king has called her the daughter of the king, or prince daughter.
Yeah. 她身上显出了君王那尊贵的气息。
She is having this, she's having the sense of like a king.
She has the royal 这个 aura.
She has this royal aura.
所以她走到哪里，别人感觉她是一个尊贵的人。
So everywhere she goes, people feel like she is honorable and treacherous.
在这里我们看见，如果那个旁白的那一位呢，就是圣灵，好像圣灵看见他达到一种的情形。
So in verse 1 here, we see that if we see we think the narrator is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has seen her, has reached certain level.
第一个他看见的是他的脚踪。
The first thing the Holy Spirit has saw is her feet.
在中文说你的脚在鞋中何其美好。在英文达比弟兄的翻译他说你穿的鞋所走的那个脚踪是何等的美丽。
The Chinese translation translates into footsteps, but Brother Darby's translation is how beautiful are your feet in sandals.
对不起，好像是这样子。In Chinese translation, your feet in the sandal, how beautiful it is. They are. But Darby translated into your footsteps in the sandals, how beautiful they are. 他讲到道路，脚踪。
Sorry, I was reading the wrong translation. Brother Darby talked about really the footsteps, not just the feet. Sorry, I was reading the NASB.
所以给我们看见一个属灵生命成熟的人呢，第一个圣灵所看到的、所检视他的，是他这个人追求主所走的道路。
So as you can see in this verse 1 here, when a Holy Spirit is examined whether the person is mature in the spirit or not, the first thing the Holy Spirit examines is the footpath, the footsteps of the person.
他侍奉所走的道路。
It's really the footpath of the person who's consecrating him or herself.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒要长大成人，无论是个人或教会，第一重要的事情。
Brothers and sisters, your footsteps in consecration is the first and most important thing as individual and as a church.
我再岔出去讲一下，第一节到第五节讲到他的十个点，是从脚讲到头顶的头发。
A quick sidebar here. When I say there's 10 members of the body in verse 1 through 5, it's from bottom up, from feet all the way to the head.
我们中国人讲对一个人呢，我留意看他呢，打量他是从头顶看到脚底哈、啊，但是主看我们第一个看的是我们的脚。
In the Chinese culture, when you look at somebody, you look from the head to the feet, so it's from top to bottom. But our Lord,
中文讲看人呢是上下打量，对不对
？You look at somebody up and down, up and down.
但是主看我们这个人。生命能不能达到一个美好的光景，他先看我们的脚是怎么走的。
But for our Lord, for him to look at us, whether we have a good spiritual life, our Lord look our footsteps first.
这是圣经中一个非常重要的原则。
This is a very important principle in the Bible.
主不在乎我们热不热心，比别人多热心有多少。
Our Lord does not care whether how zealous we are.
主也不在乎我们这个恩赐有多大。
The Lord does not care how gifted we are.
或者我们有爱心到一个地步愿意舍己身叫别人焚烧，主不在乎这些。
The Lord also doesn't care if we at a point would give up our own body and let other people burn us.
弟兄姊妹，主第一个在乎的是我们是不是走在神的道路上面。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord first and mostly care whether we are on we're following the footsteps of the Lord.
所以主讲到他要回到父那里去啊，腓力就问主说：“主啊，你要去的地方我们不知道，好，那么我们你要去哪里我们不知道，我们怎么样能够到父那里去呢？”
So when our Lord Jesus Christ has talked about he's going to return to his father, Philip asked our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, the place that you are going to, we don't know. How do we know how to return to the Father?
所以主回答他第一句话就讲到，我是道路、真理、生命。So
the first thing our Lord answered to Philip is, I am the way, the truth, and life.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒 到主面前要追求长进，第一个就要像腓力一样问说：“主啊，那条路在哪里？” 我们怎么知道那条路呢？
Brothers and sisters, as a Christian, if we want to grow, we should ask first. We should ask the question like Philip, Lord.
我们叹息啊，我们从年幼开始追求主，到今天属灵生亮了，没有太多的长进，很可能是因为我们在路的事情上面不够认真。 也不够准确。
We often pity ourselves. We follow. We try to pursue our Lord when we are young, but we feel like our spiritual life didn't really grow. Perhaps you're on the wrong path.
如果生命要长大成人，叫主的心喜悦和满足。
If you want your life to grow and to please our Lord and to satisfy our Lord,
首先的是我们必须被摆在对的路上。
First, we need to be placed on the right path.
很多神的儿女们认为, 只要我做人认为对的事情, 那么我就会长大。
A lot of Christians think that, oh, perhaps I can grow as long as I do things that other people admit.
Yeah, if we do something right in people's eyes, then we will grow. 弟兄姊妹, 实际上, 在属灵上不是这样的。
But, brothers and sisters, truthfully, that's not in the spirit.
主首先重视的, 我们认不认识神的路，愿不愿意走主的道路。
The first thing our Lord really cares is whether we want to be on his path and whether we're willing to walk his path.
个人是这样，教会的聚会，教会的道路更是这样。
This principle applies to individuals and to the church as a whole.
所以我们看见，一开头这位欣赏童女的这一位，他就讲到，你的脚中。 何其佳美。
Therefore, this narrator who admires this virgin girl says, How beautiful are thy footsteps in sandals, O prince daughter.
这个脚中说出他走的道路。
This footstep here really describes what path she's on.
他不仅认识了主是道路，而且他肯走主的道路。
Not only she acknowledged our Lord is the path, she's also willing to get on this path and walk.
这是我们身体上各个肢体能够被圣灵塑造成形的第一个条件。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first and this is the key that if we want all our members of the body to be shaped by the Holy Spirit, you need to get on this way.
我们知道在以赛亚书52章第7节里面，讲到一个侍奉主的人被差遣去报喜信的人，他的脚中何等佳美。In
the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 7, it describes a person who is being sent by the Lord to spread the good news. It says, How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that announced glad tidings.
这句话呢，保罗在罗马书第10章第15节，他也引用了。This
same verse Paul has used in the Romans chapter 10, verses 15. It reads, And how shall they preach unless they have been sent? According as it is written, How beautiful the feet of them that announce glad tidings of peace.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们追求主到一个地步，以主做我们的道路，跟随主引领他，不跟随主的引领，走主的道路，弟兄姊妹，我们的侍奉 在主的眼中看是何等的美丽。
Brothers, sisters, the moment that we decide to acknowledge our Lord is the way and is willing to walk on this way, our own serving to the Lord has become very beautiful in our Lord's eye.
很可惜啊，今天很多侍奉的人呢，只希望人看我们的侍奉，啊，是很有才干、有能力、有热心和有果效，但是我们不太在意主怎么看我们的脚踪。
It is such a pity that nowadays lots of the services are only caring what others, only what care what people have seen. They want the people to see them as being talented, being zealous, and being for, they want to receive praises from men.
很感谢主，让我们读雅各书。雅各书把主的心意和基督徒成长的秘诀都向我们启示出来。
Praise the Lord that we're reading the book of Song of Songs, and this book has revealed us the secret to our own spiritual growth and our Lord's own will.
然后第二个，他看到，他说你的大腿圆润，好像美玉，是巧匠的手做成的。
The second member is the roundings of thy thigh are like jewels. The work of the hands are of an artist.
这句话的领会哈，有很多不同的说法。
Lots of people have different understanding of this verse.
有人讲这个大腿就讲到它是支撑身体的一个重要的器官哈，就讲到它站立的稳了。
One understanding of this, we think of thigh, is where this supports the whole body when you stand. So when your thighs are strong, it can support your whole body.
我去查考一下圣经，我把我的领会和弟兄姊妹分享一下。
Let me, sorry, April, no, April, let me go ahead and give you my understanding of this verse.
这个大腿这个描写在圣经上第一次出现是在创世纪24章第二节和第九节。
The first time the Bible mentions thigh is Genesis chapter 24, verse 2 through 9.
我们知道那里记载亚伯拉罕年纪老迈了。
This talks about when Abraham is getting old.
他就叫了他家中最年老的一个仆人。老仆人到他面前来。
So Abraham said to his servant, the eldest of his house,
把一件重要的事情托付给他。
Tell him to do something very important.
就是为他的独生的爱子以撒呢，回他的本地本族去娶一个女子来做他的妻子。
That thing is to take his only son Isaac to go back to his own tribe and to marry a girl that's from his own tribe.
不是，要这个老仆人回到他们的本地本族去为他的儿子，而不是要以撒回去。以撒不能回去的。
Right. It is for this elder servant to go back to his own tribe and to look for a girl that Isaac can marry.
这个是有一个预表的意义哈。就是神的儿子要得着他的心腹，是回到他自己的本地本族。但是神的儿子啊，他在神的家中。
There's a meaning behind this whole story. So the Son of Man has to get his bride in his own tribe, but the Son of Man has to stay in the Lord, house of the Lord, house of God.
当这个老仆人接受了这个托付的时候
，When the elder servant took the order.
亚伯拉罕呢，就要他的老仆人把这个他自己的手放在亚伯拉罕的两个大腿底下。
This is still verse 2. It says, Abraham said to his servant, the eldest of his house, who ruled over all that he had, put thy hand, I pray thee, under my thigh.
要他在神的面前呢，起誓说：“我必忠于这个托付。”
And I make thee swear by Jehovah, the God of heavens and the God of earth, that thou take not a wife I guess just, yeah, just you must complete this, what I asked you to do.
弟兄姊妹，这一个举动所出哈，接受托付，在神面前，在人面前立下自己的同意应许，我要忠于这个托付，这是那个在大腿底下就是一个见证。
Here we have seen that Abraham has asked his servant to keep a promise and in order to make this promise, you have to put your hand under the thigh.
我曾经呢，碰过一个以色列人。
I have encountered with an Israelite one time.
我就问他，这到底是什么意思？
So I asked him, what does it really mean to put your hand on your thigh?
他告诉我说，我们犹太人都知道，二是做见证的数字。
Jewish folks all know two is the number of promise.
他说呢，男人的大腿窝里面的，是男人的生殖器官，它是有两个，啊，这睾丸，这个是做见证的。所以英文呢，这个睾丸的直接翻译就叫做 testes.
Testes.
它是做见证的。So
we know that for men, the number to keep the promise is two. So as a man, when we keep the promise, we put our hands, in our thigh, and so therefore, the translation of the reproductive organ of a man is called testes.
Testes, yeah. 就做见证，为了这个见证。 我必须忠心, I need to be faithful.
Because of this promise, because of this testimony, I must be faithful.
能够忠心到底, 这是神所做成的工作。
I have to be faithful till the end. This is the work of God.
所以这个见证呢, 好像是, 他说, 是在巧匠的手中做成的。
So in here, in the Book of Song of Songs, chapter 7 here, we think the sigh. This promise is the work of an artist. We have to be faithful to our Lord's promise.
弟兄姊妹,从第五章开始,这个女子她就学习跟随爱她的良人进入侍奉。
Starting from chapter 5 of Song of Songs, this virgin girl has followed her king and to learn how to serve.
她在学习侍奉中进入基督更深的死，好像那一粒麦子，她已经成熟，已经纯洁了，但是她却愿意落在地里死了，她才能够结出更多的籽粒来。
In this lesson, while she's learning how to be more like the Lord, she has entered into a deeper phase to understanding the death of our Lord. And just like a grain of wheat, who are becoming more pure, but in order to becoming more pure, this grain of wheat has to die first.
所以当她进入侍奉，她接受主的托付的时候，她是非常真诚、非常庄重的说：“主啊，我愿意向你忠心，直到完成你的托付。”
So when she has received the ask from our Lord, she's being very sincere and being very serious. Her answer is, yes, Lord, I would like to keep this testimony till the end.
我们知道这不仅是她对主的一个承诺，一个答应，并且她必须一路的依靠主，她才能够忠心完成主的托付。
So not only this is not her own promise to the Lord, but also she knows that the only way to keep this promise till the end is to rely on the Lord, to trust the Lord, and faith in the Lord.
所以这个见证乃是巧匠的手做成的。
Therefore, this testimony is really the work of the hands of an artist.
弟兄姊妹，我们读创世纪24章，那个老仆人后来真的把利百加带回到迦南地，带到雅各的面前，他完成了托付。
Is it really Jacob, or is it supposed to be Isaac?
带到以撒的面前。 对不起，谢谢你提醒，我讲错了。带到以撒的面前。
This, so we know in Book of Genesis chapter 24, really this elders of the servant who's the eldest really has taken Rebekah back to Canaan, back to Isaac.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到一个侍奉的人生命的成熟和忠心。
Brothers and sisters, this story here is really talking about the maturity and the faithfulness of the servant.
这是我们看见因着他的脚中就是主耶稣的脚中就是他牧者的脚中就是王的脚中。
The servant was able to keep, or the virgin girl was able to keep the testimony and the promise because she was on the footpath, that is the Lord's footstep. She's on the way of the Lord's way.
好，第二节他讲到，你的肚脐如圆杯，不缺调和的酒。
Verse 2 here says, thy navel is a round goblet, which wants no mixed wine.
弟兄姊妹，肚脐是一个婴孩在母腹中非常重要的一个器官，他生命所以能成长，是因为通过脐带能够得着母亲所有的供应和养分。
The navel area, which is your belly button, is like the most important organ when you are when you're an embryo, when you're in your mom's stomach. Through the umbilical cord, you're able to receive all the nutrients from your mother.
那么等到他独立成为自己在地上的一个生命的时候，那个脐带断了，就产生出肚脐了。
When the baby has become independent, when the baby has been born, when you snip the umbilical cord, there becomes this navel.
这个肚脐很有意思，它真的像一个圆杯，可以装一点点水的。
The belly button, you know, like a little cup, it can be filled with water.
这在属灵上到底什么意思呢？
What does it mean in this? What's the spiritual meaning behind?
我们身上仍然有一个可以接受属天神圣供应的一个肢体，那就是我们的肚脐。
We can still have this member of our body that can receive the supply from heaven. That's our navel area.
这个肚脐不仅接受，而且它能够盛装神所赐给我们的供应。
Not only that our navel can receive the support of the supply from our Lord, but also it can hold the supply from our Lord.
这个供应是什么？他说不缺调和的酒。
Well, the supply here is mixed wine.
我们知道酒呢，在新约圣经正面的预表是讲到圣灵。
We know wine in the New Testament is representing Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵跟什么东西调和？是神所赏赐给我们的呢。
So what is this thing has been mixed with the Holy Spirit that's given by our Lord?
在罗马书第十四章第十七节讲到教会的生活和追求。
Romans chapter 14, 6, 7, verse 17 talks about the church's life.
在那里啊，保罗告诉我们说，神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义。和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
17 says, For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
我们知道那个酒啊是圣灵的喜乐。
We know this drinking here is the joy of, in the Holy Spirit.
那调和了什么呢？基督的公义和基督的平安。
What is it mixed with? It's mixed with the righteousness of our Lord and the peace of our Lord.
而这个追求主、进入侍奉、接受主托付的人，他有一个肢体能够盛装这个调和的酒，把这个不仅他自己享受，也供应给别人。
So if a person has received the ask and the promise from the Lord, the person has this person must have an organ to receive the supply.That can hold this wine, this joy in the Holy Spirit that's mixed with the righteousness and peace.
弟兄姊妹， 若是我们在聚会中有一位弟兄或姊妹，他生命成熟到一个地步，你碰见他，你就碰见主的喜乐；碰见他，你就感觉到平安；碰见他，你就感觉到公义和公平。那是何等宝贵的事情！
Brothers, sisters, if there is such a mature Christian that you can feel where you have encountered with her or him, you can receive the peace from the Lord, can receive the guidance from the Lord, the enjoyment of the joy of the Holy Spirit. How precious is that?
我自己在跟随主的路上，主让我遇见好几位这样的年长弟兄姊妹。
On my own way following our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord has permitted me to meet several brothers and sisters like that.
我能跟他们就坐在一起讲几句话，哎呀，这里面真是舒畅。
Maybe I just speak to them for a few minutes. I feel so happy within.
或者我参加聚会，只要那个弟兄或那姊妹在那里，那聚会里面就满了这个公义、平安和圣灵中的喜乐。
If I go to the same gathering with this brother or sister, I can feel that the whole gathering is filled with the righteousness, peace, and the joy of in the Holy Spirit.
我仍然深信，在我们这个时代，你我这一代的这个年纪的弟兄姊妹中，主何等盼望得着我们成熟达到那个地步。
I still believe, deeply believe that brothers and sisters among us, our Lord deeply want us to become mature. Our Lord wanted to be like that.
这是我们身上属灵的肢体，第三个肢体。第四个呢，他说你的腰，对不起，他说呢，你的腰如一堆麦子，周围有百合花。So
navel is the third member. The fourth member is thy belly. A heap of wheat set about with lilies.
我们中文把它翻成腰，在英文就说你的腹，你的 belly.
The Chinese translation is the lower back, but really it's really your belly, your stomach.
这个 belly 呢，我们知道主耶稣他在肉身中服事的时候，在约翰福音第七章。
When our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was in his own flesh, in
我们知道那时候，犹太人的一个节期到了。
There was this festival, this Jewish festival.
主耶稣到了圣殿，在节期的最后的一天，就是最大的日子。主站在圣殿的台阶上面呢，他就大声的这个邀请，他说呢，凡口渴的人可以到我这里来喝。 约翰福音第七章第37节。
Book of John, chapter 7, verse 37. So in the last, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
那么在38节，他说呢，信我的人就如经上所说， 从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。38,
the Lord continues to say, He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his own belly shall flow rivers of living water.
我们在这里，这两处圣经里把它摆在一起看，就看见那活水的江河流出来，它指着什么说的呢？就像麦子那个生命的水供应给人，叫人饱足。
If you piece these two verses, the John 7:38 and our Song of Songs 7:2, you piece them together. So what is really this flow of living water from your belly is really talking about this heap of wheat and that supply this heap of wheat and just give us abundance of life.
一个侍奉主在主面前 跟随主走十架道路的人，
A brother or sister who follows the Lord and walks the ways of the cross.
如果他走对了路，到了一个地步，他人不用说话， 他的腹中流出活水的江河来。
If this person is on the right path, without speaking, out of the belly, there's going to be flows of living water.
那个江河的水叫人好像吃饱了一样，是麦子，是基督的生命。
This living water is like this heap of wheat. It's going to fill people up. That is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
穆安德烈弟兄就讲到，那活水的江河流出来就是丰盛的生命，就是基督自己从他身上自然的流露。他不需要讲道，不需要祷告，他坐在那里就流出来了。Brother
Andrew Murray once said, "This flow rivers of living water is our Lord Jesus Christ himself." If the person who has really become mature in that way, without speaking, without preaching, without saying anything, you can see our Lord Jesus Christ on this person.
而且这一堆麦子周围呢，是用百合花围住的。
You can imagine around this heap of wheat is set with lilies.
或者 bordered by lily.
Bordered by lily.
你就看见呢，在这个生命呢。 跟他之外，他是有一个很清楚的界限，他是像百合花，是与环境有分别的。You
can see that your life is separated clearly. It's your life is bordered by the lilies.
弟兄姊妹，今天人可能也有很谦虚的，但是跟基督生命里面的谦卑是完全不同的，因为那百合花，只有基督有，你分别的人。
Brothers, sisters, perhaps people on earth nowadays, some are being really humble, but the humbleness of men and the humbleness of our Lord Jesus Christ is totally different. Only our Lord has this lily. This life here is a heavenly purity.
到了第二节，我们看见这个身上的肢体有四方面。
Now there's four members of the body.
这个腹中流出活水江河，也告诉我们说，这个人的心思、意念、情感都被主洁净了，完全是基督自己了。When
a person also, when you think the belly is flowing living water, you can think that the person also has been completely cleansed by our Lord Jesus Christ. The behavior, the speech.
第三节，他讲到，再往上看，看到他的两乳。
Verse 3, have looked up from the belly, it's thy two breasts are like two fawns.
好像一对小鹿就是母鹿双生的。
Twins of a gazelle.
在这里，我们在讲跟前面主对她的评估所描写的好像是一样的。
This seems like the same as what our Lord has evaluated our virgin girl here.
就是在第四章的第五节说，你的两乳好像百合花中吃草的一对小鹿，就是母鹿双生的。It's
like in Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse 5. It says, thy two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle, which feed among lilies.
在那里，他还在学习的时候，他有一个分别为圣的。 就是他的信心是分别为圣的，他的爱心也是分别为圣的，所以他是一起培养成长的。So
this in chapter 4, this is when she still is learning from the Lord, but she has sanctified her faith and she has sanctified her love separately. Both are growing together.
现在到了第七章呢，他已经长到成熟的，他就只讲这个两乳呢。 像母鹿双生的小鹿一样。That's
why in chapter 7, when she has become mature, she only the description here is only your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle, without saying feeding on the lily.
换句话说，这个追求主的女子，这个基督徒啊，她的信心生活和她的爱心的流露。 都能够供应别人，而且它是平衡的，长得对称的，没有一个大一个小。In
another word, her own spiritual maturity, her faith and her outward appearance of her love, can both supply people. And they're both, they're symmetrical, not one too big, the other is too small.
我们知道保罗在哥林多前书第13章
In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
他说呢, 如果我有全备的信, 能够叫我移山, 却没有爱, 我就算不得什么。 第13章, 啊, 第,
chapter
3,
right?
第二节,
is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2, and if I have the prophecy and know all my mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith as to remove mountains but have no love, I am nothing.
弟兄姊妹, 你就看见有些神的儿女们啊, 追求信心啊, 他有全备的信, 连山他都可以移动, 但是他却没有生命中的爱, 那不是一个正常成熟的光景。
Brothers, sisters, maybe we have encountered another brother or sister who truly, really wants just to pursue the faith. And perhaps they have the faith so big they can remove mountains, but they have no love. That's not complete in the Lord's
eyes. 一个真正走主道路的人啊, 他生命的成长, 达到成熟的时候, 是健全的, 是平衡的, 是美丽的, 而且是能够供应别人的。
More mature Christian, when they have completed their trainings from the Lord in the way of speaking, this should be complete. This should be well balanced. If this should be able to supply other Christians from their love and from their faith.
这好像保罗在哥罗西书里面给我们看见神的儿女们正常的光景，我们的爱心，因着有充足的信心。 他说因着爱心互相联络，哥罗西书第二章第二节，以致丰丰富富的，在悟性中有充足的信心，我们就真知道神的奥秘就是基督。The
book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 2, it says, to the end that their heart may be encouraged, being united together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the full knowledge of the mystery of God.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们基督徒啊, 进入侍奉生活, 主在信心和爱心上面栽培我们。
So brothers and sisters, this is really what our Lord has tried to develop and grow us in our own serving, to grow and develop our love and our faith.
而这种的侍奉呢, 是在基督的身体里面的侍奉。
This type of serving is the serving the body of our Lord.
这就是保罗在以弗所书第三章第14节到第17节为教会的祷告。
This is the prayer that Paul had in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 through 17.
或者这样子到第19节。
All the way to 19.
他告诉我们说我们的 基督呢，因着我们的信就住在我们的心里，以至于呢，我们的爱心呢，能够在基督里面有根有基。
For this reason, I bow my knee to the fathers of our Lord, Jesus Christ, to whom every family in the heaven and on earth that is named in order to him may give you according to the riches of his glory. To be strengthened with powers of by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell through faith in your heart, being rooted and founded in love.
17节啊，在这里，这个是教会生活里面所产生出来的成长。This
is the type of growth that you should see in this church life.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常美丽的。Brothers,
this is precious.
好，那么我们到了第五个肢体啊，接下来呢，我们再往上看，就看到它的景象。And
now we're looking up again to see the fifth member, which is the neck.
好，在第四节说，你的景象好像象牙台。
Verse 4 says, thy neck is as a tower of ivory.
我们知道象牙啊，在东方的这个。 文化的里面的，是指的一种非常贵重，可以做雕刻材质的一个东西。
In the Eastern culture, ivory has been viewed as a material that can be carved.
所以古时候的君王呢，他如果征服了别的地方，那边有象的话，他们来进贡啊，常常是把象牙来进贡给君王的。
If the emperor has conquered a region that has elephant, they often have to send offerings of ivory.
我们在讲到这景象呢，圣经里面常常是说到人的意志。
Neck here in the Bible represents the will of a person.
这个时候，这一个侍奉主的人的意志啊，像象牙台。是高挺，是细致，是光滑，也是坚固的。
When you think of a person, when we think of ivory, when we talked about a person's neck, which is really straight, really tall, really smooth, really tough. I missed one. I missed the second one. Being really tall.
它是塔哈，所以它是很高的。
It's a tower, so it's really tall.
Yeah. 第二个，它是很细致的。
Oh,
very fine.
A very fine.
它没有 grain 的。
So ivory does not have any grain.
对，它是非常 fine 的，然后它非常的 smooth.
The third is very, ivory is very smooth.
然后非常的 sturdy, 坚固的。
It's very sturdy.
弟兄姊妹，这乃是被圣灵被基督破碎折服过的意志才可能达到的。
Brother, sister, this type of will described here, it has to be broken up in pieces by our Lord, by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，在神面前最有用的意志是一个像被神折服过，在神面前柔软，可以被主塑造的意志。
The will, in our Lord's perspective, the most useful will of a man are the ones who have been bended and shaped, can be manipulated by our Lord himself.
我们去读保罗的他的书信和使徒行传里面他服事的历史。
When we read the letters from the Paul and in the book of Acts, how Paul has served.
我们看见保罗在哥林多前后书里面，他就讲到啊，哥林多弟兄姊妹不信任保罗，批评他说：“你一下这样，一下那样，你说要来又不来，说来又说不来你又来了，这很奇怪。”
In the second Corinthian, Paul has said the brothers and sisters from Corinth has criticized, "Oh, you're coming, but you're not. You want to do this, you want to do that. Then you say you won't come, but you came."What happened?
好像保罗是一个反复不定的人。
It's like a Paul couldn't make up his own mind.
因为你没有跟随过主，你不知道在他里面发生什么事情。
That type of criticism came out of a person who never follows the Lord, so they don't really know what's happening within Paul.
保罗他的意志在主面前呢，是柔软的，主给他一点点的感觉，他一觉察到，他就修正他自己。
The will of Paul is really soft and completely manipulative. So if the Lord has given him a little bit of a feeling here, he knows how to react.
我不知道有没有弟兄姊妹，你看过别人雕刻象牙？
Brother, sister, have you seen anybody carved a ivory?
他们用的刀都是很 fine, 很 sharp 的。他们不是很去切割它，他们是慢慢的这样子。我们讲好像是雕削，是削的那样的。
When you carve an ivory, the tools that you use is really fine. It's carving in a way, but it's really, you're shaving. You're sort of shaving.
Yeah, shaving. That's a good word. 这个它比啊，比这个手术刀还，手术刀是一面的。我们知道雕削象牙它不是一面的刀。它不是像 scalpel 一样，它是 two-edged 的，所以主怎么削它，它就能够被刮下来、削下来。
When you think of carving this ivory, long and the carving tool is double-sided. It's two-sided. I like a scalpel, which is one-sided. So no matter how the Lord wants to shape this thing, your well is moving with the blade.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们跟随主。若是要描写一个属灵人，你必定在他看见他身上的意志，在神面前是神可以随意的扭转他的。
Brothers and sisters, if you're seeing a person who's within the Spirit, you can see that the Holy Spirit can move this person freely.
当他一明白这是神的旨意的时候， 任何人，任何的环境都不能改变他的。
So if the minute he or she understands this is the will of our Lord, nothing can change this person.
保罗最后一次进耶路撒冷，一路都有圣灵借着弟兄姊妹警告，说保罗会在耶路撒冷遭遇苦难。
The last time Paul has entered into Jerusalem, the Holy Spirit has speak through all the brothers and sisters and said, Paul, you're going to enter into a great suffering here.
甚至有人说预言，甚至有人动之以情，求保罗你不要走。但是保罗说，我不以我的性命为念，因为主在我里面呢，催促我去。
Some other brothers and sisters prophesied Paul is going to suffer. Other brothers and sisters, even, you know, very emotional and just plead with Paul, said, do not go. But Paul said, I don't really care about my own life. I am following our Lord's. The Lord is asking me to go fast.
我每次读到那里，我都伏在主面前说，主啊，要是我大概做不到，别人一哭我就不走了。感谢赞美主，你们说预言了，我就不去了。Every
time I read this part of the Bible, I praise the Lord. I said to the Lord, Lord, if other people has prophesied, and, you know, if they cry, I probably won't go. I said, oh, praise the Lord, I will not have to go.
因为我的意志没有办法在你的旨意里面坚固啊。Because
for my own will, it's not solid within you.
但是这一个侍奉主的人成熟啊，圣灵好像评估他说，你的景象现在已经像象牙塔，是那么的美丽，那么容易可以雕削它。But
in here, in the Son of Songs, chapter 7 here, when the Holy Spirit is evaluating this virgin girl, it really says, your neck, your well, is as beautiful as a tower of ivory.
那么接下来我们看见他讲到他的眼睛了。Now
it follows by the eye, our eye.
这里就不是鸽子的眼了，它是两个很大的水池。It's
no longer the dove's eyes. Now there is just two really big pools.
说你的眼目像西斯本巴特拉并门旁的水池。
It says our eyes like the pools in Heshbon by the gate of Beth Ribbon.
这个是两个水池，好像是两个对称的一样大的水池，所以英文里面是讲 pools 啊，两是 plural form.
Mm-hmm. There are two pools. It seems like these two pools are symmetrical, identical. That's why here the description is plural, the pools.
这水池，当天上它平静的时候，天上的光可以从它水面反映出来。
When the pool is very quiet, the light from the sun, I think, can reflect sunlight.
天上的所有的行动，你都可以从那个水面上面看见。
You can see all the actions from heaven through the surface of the water.
弟兄姊妹，我们试想想这个情景：一个成熟的基督徒啊，他的眼光能够反映出天上的光来。Brothers
and sisters, just imagine this. As a mature Christian, your own eyes can reflect heavenly matter.
那么清澈，it's
very clear.
那么明亮，very
bright.
那么平静，very
peaceful.
告诉我们说，神要启示什么东西在他的身上，立刻就印出来，别人就可以看见。If
the Lord want to reveal something on this person, others can see it clearly and quickly.
因着他这样子向着主，他对地上发生事情的判断力就准确。Because
her own way towards the Lord, his own or her own judgment to things on earth as happening is very accurate.
弟兄姊妹, 服侍神的家, 需要为全群警醒, 要学会判断。
Brothers and sisters, in order to serve for the whole house of the Lord, you have to be alert for this entire group, and you have to make good judgments for the entire group.
我们要会分辨, 要会判断。
You should be able to tell the difference, and you need to be able to.
我们需要有一个清澈的眼光, 能够看见主要我们看见。
You have to have a very clear perspective. You have to see what the Lord wants you to see.
能够用主所启示的。 来衡量外面的环境,
and we need to be able to measure things outside using the revelation from our Lord.
然后到了第八个, 他讲到他的鼻子,
eighth member is thy nose.
鼻子仿佛朝大马色的利巴嫩塔,
thy nose like the tower of Lebanon.
这个, 我们知道大马色是亚兰国的这个,
Which looks towards Damascus. We know Damascus is the capital of
Syria. 一个很大困扰的一个邻国。
Assyria has been a troubling neighbor for Israel.
所以这个塔呢是朝向大马色的。
The tower is towards Damascus.
这个塔是什么呢? 是一个守望塔。
The tower is a watchtower.
是看看什么时候仇敌会进攻, 什么时候仇敌会 sneaky 来 attack。
The purpose of the tower is to pay attention and to look for sneak attack from the enemy.
这是我们身体上面属灵肢体的一个重要的功能啊，那就是属灵的嗅觉。
The sense of smell is a very important member of our spiritual body.
属灵的嗅觉跟视觉跟听觉是不太一样的。
The sense of smell is different from your vision or from your hearing.
你没有看见, 你也没有听见, 但是你可以闻得到。
Perhaps you couldn't see, you couldn't hear, but you can smell it.
有的人呢, 他还没有走进这个房子, 他已经闻到那个味道了。
For some people, when they walk by a house, they don't have to go in, but they smell the sense of it.
一进来就觉得这空气很污浊。
They took a whiff of it, and they feel like the air is very dirty, muggy.
Very stuffy,
huh? Stuffy stuff.
弟兄姊妹，但是有的人呢，他的鼻子不通气，走进来这味道很重，大家都闻到，他觉得好得很啊，一点事都没有。
Some people who lost their sense of smell, so they walk in, they're like, "Oh, I don't tell the difference. I couldn't tell the difference."
弟兄姊妹，在侍奉上。 嗅觉说出属灵的分辨力。
In our spiritual life, our sense of smell is tells how tells the ability of our own judgment.
Spiritual discernment.
Spiritual discerning.
好，你知道主耶稣第一次他在公开侍奉的时候，第一次过逾越节到圣殿里面去。
The first time our Lord has entered into the holy temple in the first Passover.
主一进到圣殿就感觉这里不对，这里的空气不对。
The first time our Lord walked in, he noticed that the air smells different.
但是所有去的犹太人，所有他的门徒们都习以为常，觉得这个没有什么嘛。
All the Jews that followed him into it, and they were like, "Oh no, it's fine, completely fine."
这个兑换银钱的是帮我们的忙，我们从外国来。 我们需要用本地的钱呢?
The one that exchanged for our coins are helping us because we're from a foreign nation. They come here to help us.
那卖牛羊鸽子的也是帮我们的忙，我们不需要老远牵一只牛或者带一个鸽子来啊。
The ones who sells calves and doves, they're here to help us because we don't have to bring our own calves from far away.
这给我们很多的方便。
It brings a lot of convenience to us.
但是主一到那里就感觉这不是神家该有的空气。
But when our Lord Jesus Christ walked in, he noticed that, he immediately noticed that this is not the air that we're supposed to be having.
所以主那一天就把他们从圣殿赶出去。
That's why in that day, our Lord has driven all of this merchants out.
姊妹，仇敌有时候好像是来帮我们忙，给我们很多好处，我们就不会分辨。
A lot of times, brothers and sisters, our own enemy comes here to offer us convenience, and we don't know how to tell the difference.
所以服侍的人呢，教会的服侍的弟兄姊妹啊，需要有一个鼻子啊，是要像高塔一样。所以扁鼻子的人啊，你知道在旧约利未记二十一章啊，讲到亚伦家的男丁啊，他鼻子的人不能进去做祭司的。
As a brothers and sisters who are serving as a co-laborers of the church, you must have the a really good sense of a smell. So you have your nose has to be like a tall tower. In the book of Leviticus, for all the descendants from Aaron, if your nose are flat, you cannot be a servant. You cannot be a
servant. 在利未记第二十一章。
This is in the book of Leviticus, chapter 21.
第十八节
verse 18。
好，我们在这里也稍微提到一点，刚才讲的那个，你的大腿圆润呢，啊，好像是巧匠雕刻出来的珠宝一样。
This here also talks a little bit about the thigh being like the jewel that's the work of the hand of art.
他在这第二十，二十节里面讲到或损坏圣子的。
In verse 20, it says, humpback, withered, or has a spot in his eye, or has itch or scab, or his testicles broken.
Yeah, 这个 testicle 就是那个 side, 就是那个、这就是我刚刚解释、所以今天呢，每一个人要有生育的能力，跟你忠心不忠心于主的托付和神的话语有关系。
If for today, your own ability of being reproductive, has a lot to do with your being faithful or not.
这是我们看见的，在这里主把这一个跟随主进入侍奉的人，他属灵的肢体。一样一样的讲给我们听。
So here, the Lord has talked about every members of the body that if we want to serve,
感谢主啊，主的话在这里讲的不是我们身体上面的部分，乃是讲到属灵生命里面的功用。
Praise the Lord, this is not our physical body, but this is really the functioning of our members of the body in the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，要不然的话呢？我以前读的利未记二十一章，我跟主讲的糟糕的主啊，我以前是戴眼镜的，我没有资格，眼睛有近视的，他那边就讲你没资格侍奉主、啊。
Praise the Lord, because when I used to read this, Leviticus chapter 21, verse 18 through 20, I said, "Oh Lord, you know, beforehand I used to wear glasses, and the ones who have bad eyes, we can't even be the servants of the Lord."
今天在神的家中，那些爱慕主、生命长进的人，弟兄姊妹，我们属灵的官能开始显出它的功用来，那是极其叫主的心喜悦的。
Brothers and sisters, for today, for the ones who love the Lord, who want our own spiritual life to grow, our own members of the body are shown the function in the spirit, so to please our Lord.
然后来到了第九样，就到了第五节。
Now we're in the Song of Songs, chapter 7, verse 5, which is the ninth member of the body.
他说你的头在你身上好像加密山。
It says, thy head upon thee is like Carmel.
弟兄姊妹，头是一个人心思意念的中心。
The head is your center of your thinking process.
我们知道在旧约圣经啊，加密山呢、啊，在列王记下不列王记上第十八章啊，是以利亚在那里恢复神的见证，征战得胜的一个地方。
We know, Carmel is the location in the book of First Kings, chapter 18, where Elijah is, bring back the Lord's glory and won all the battles.
姊妹，今天我们的心思意念要有一个得胜，要一个属于神、归给神的心思。
Our brothers and sisters, today our own will, our own head has to have this sense of we have to be in victory. We have to, we can be sanctified to our Lord.
另外一面呢，在加密山上呢，他们讲那边是满了葡萄园的。
We also know that on this Mount Carmel is full of vineyard.
是翠绿，是茂密，而且是多结果子的一个地方。
This place is just full of great plants. Is all the vineyards has a lot of fruit. It bears a lot of fruit.
这好像诗篇第一篇讲到一个喜爱耶和华的律法、昼夜思想的人，他是有福气的。
This is like the beginning of Psalms. Psalms chapter 1, it says, Blessed is the man who walks is not in the course of wicked, and stands not the way of sinners, and sits not in the seat of the scorn, but his delight in the Jehovah's law is in his law, does his meditate day and night.
他的心思意念呢，和罪、和肉体、和世界是有分别的。他喜欢思想神的话语。
This person, if you're has separated his own.Thinking process and his own will completely separated from the sin and the rest of the world.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个侍奉的人呢，非常重要的一个属灵的生活和习惯。
Brothers, sisters, this is for a person, for a spiritual person, their own habit and their own habit.
It's a way of living and a habit of.Of our thinking pattern. 弟兄姊妹，很多弟兄姊妹今天在世界上，我们有很繁重的工作和责任。
Brothers, sisters, a lot of us, we have a lot of very tough job and lots of very important responsibilities.
可能那些都要用尽我们的脑力，对不对？
But these jobs and this responsibility has used up all our energy and thoughts.
我们怎么让我们的脑力恢复了？可以休息呢？
How can we rest our own mind and rest our own thoughts?
我以前年轻的时候，有时候出去服侍，晚上很晚回到家了，我也说不出话来，也不能做什么事，我就把电视打开，坐在那边也不看，就是听。我跟我姊妹讲啊，我需要 unwind， 我需要放松一下。
Brother, sisters, when I was in my young years, when I used to go out and serve, I came home late.I turned on the TV. I was like, completely exhausted. I turned on the TV and I just tell my sister, I tell my wife, I need to unwind. I need to sit there and not.
她说你坐在电视前你也不看，你坐那里干什么？为什么不来陪一陪我？我说我需要 unwind， 不然我不知我脑筋木木的。
She said, well, you're not watching TV. Why do you sit in front of a TV and just close your eyes and listen? I said.Well, I need to unwind because my mind is numb.
后来我学习啊，每天晚上我就读诗篇，结果好安息啊。弟兄姊妹，这是一个生活，这是一个习惯去培养的。
But later on, I developed a habit that I read Psalms at night. I found a lot of peace with it. Brothers and sisters, this is a habit that we need to develop.
主的话告诉我们说，我们昼夜思想主的话语，他说是按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，而且呢，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
In verse 3 of Psalm chapter 1, it says, you know, when you are thinking the Lord's, Jehovah's law, meditate on it day and night, Therefore, you become a tree that planted by the brooks of water, who gives its fruit in a season, and who leaves, fades not, and all that he does prosper.
我们有这样生活的时候，遇见属灵的征战，我们才可能靠主得胜。
When your life is like this tree who never wilt and who gives fruit in the right season, when you have encountered a spiritual warfare, you're going to win. You're going to conquer.
好像以利亚在加密山上得胜一样。
It's like Elijah on the Mount Carmel. He won the battle.
然后我们来到最后一个点，第十个肢体。
Now we're coming to the last member of the body.
他说你头上的发是紫黑色的，王的心因着下垂的发柳就被系住了。
It says, and the locks of thy head is purple. The king is fettered by thy ringlets.
中文把它翻成紫黑色啊，英文就是 purple。
In the Chinese translation is purple and black, but really here is.
我想可能在中东那一带地方啊，他们的服饰有一点，像阿拉伯人那样，他们的头发哈、黑的发紫。Dark purple.
We can think, you know, in the Middle East, perhaps among the Israelites, their hairs are so dark, so.Dark purple.
弟兄姊妹，那说出他们的生命力是里面是非常活泼、非常健康的。
This talks about their own life within is very vibrant, alive.
我们曾经讲到这头发说出基督徒在神面前的奉献、顺服的生活。
Hair, we have talked about, represents as a Christian our own consecration, our own life in it.Within our Lord.
就是我们肯碰见主的旨意，这样要求的时候，我肯很乐意的放下我的自己。
The way of our life is really just when we have encountered the will of the Lord, we are willing to give up our own will and follow our Lord's will.
有一首诗歌哈，我相信弟兄姊妹很熟的，他说：“活着为耶稣，指望能单纯。”
There is this hymnary, I think we're very familiar. It says, you live for Jesus Christ for his own simplicity.
Yeah, 他说呢，他说我甘心并乐意来向他投顺。
I am I'm willing and I am pleased to do, to obey his, to obey him.
大家不知道是，我相信大家都知道这首诗歌哈。这个是一个操练，操练到一个地步啊，我们的头发那个顺服，叫主的心都被抓住了。
When you are obeying the Lord, you have given up your own will. This is a type of spiritual exercise. When you have exercised so much, your will has been grasped by the Lord. You have been grasped by the Lord.
为什么呢？因为主在我们的身上看见了他自己。
Because our Lord has seen.Himself in the reflection of us.
在地上做人的时候，他没有一秒钟是不顺服父神的。
Because our own Lord Jesus Christ on this earth, not for one split second, he did not follow our, he did not obey his Father.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们的操练和学习。
Brothers and sisters, this is our own spiritual exercise and our own lesson.
当我们能够达到这样的像神、像基督、像圣灵这样的柔软顺服，那就是真正的奉献。
When our own will has to be so flexible and very soft to the Holy Spirit, that is, and we're willing to give up ourselves.That is the consecration of our Lord Jesus.
所以呢，主在地上，在人间，在我们这些软弱肉身的人身上，看见了他自己，他的心就被吸引。
Therefore, when our Lord has seen his own reflection among us on this earth, our Lord has been attracted and drawn to us.
到了这个地步哈、啊，这才构成一个完全在爱中联合的那个基础。
At this stage, we can start to form the base of we can start to form the base of the union with our Lord.
A perfect union with the Lord. This is the foundation, the basis. 对，啊，弟兄姊妹，我讲一点很平常的事啊。我以前在大学生、年轻弟兄姊妹中间服侍。
Brother, sister, I'm going to give you a very good testimony. I used to serve among college students.
他们常常为着他们的交朋友啊、结婚的对象很烦恼。
You know, college kids often be bothered by who they're going to marry or who they're going to date.
有的人来跟我讲说，我很喜欢这个人，但是他不喜欢我，那怎么办呢？
Some brother or sister come to me and say, I love this person so much. They don't love me back. What should I do?
所以他有朋友告诉他，你就更多的去爱他，说不定有点你赢得他。
Some of my friends say, oh, I should just pursue that person more. Maybe they will return the love one day.
但是有一天如果我很累了，他也不爱我了，那这样婚姻会幸福吗？
But I asked him the question, well, what if I'm tired of showing my love and that person is tired of showing me the love back? Our marriage will end. Is that happiness?
他们就问，他说我如果跟一个爱我的人结婚，会不会我比较幸福？或者我跟一个我爱的人结婚，哪一个比较幸福？
So they asked me this question of, let's make a comparison. Would I be more happy if I marry a person who loved me or if I marry a person who I love the person so much?
我说这两种婚姻都不会幸福。
I said this two type of marriage would not comes to any happiness.
真正幸福的婚姻是彼此相爱。
A true happy marriage is both love each other.
你满足我，我也满足你。
You satisfy me and I satisfy you.
到了雅各书第七章的第五节、第六节，我们就看见这一个爱的故事达到了一个可以联合的阶段。
Therefore, in the Song of Songs, chapter 7, verse 5 and 6, we have seen that this loving story, this story of the love has reached the point that there is this perfect union.
所以第六节很清楚，这是王对那个女子说的话。
Very clearly, verse 6 is the word said by the king to the
woman. 王怎么对他说呢？你是我所爱的。
He said,How fair and how pleasant art thou, my love.
你何等的美好。
How fair, how pleasant.
你何等的可悦。
How fair, how pleasant.
我在你里面我找到了完全的欢畅和满足。
Within you, I found complete happiness and satisfaction.
弟兄姊妹，你能想象，如果将来教会与基督联合，但是基督对我们不满意，但我们不是有祸了吗？
Brothers, sisters, have you ever thought about this? When our Lord Jesus Christ is come to union with us, but the Lord does not find satisfaction within us, are we in big trouble?
当然主爱我们，但是呢，我们却不像主，所以主在我们身上得不着完全的满足，那个联合会美满吗？
In another word,The Lord loves us, but we're nothing like our Lord. The Lord cannot find satisfaction in us. How can we call this a perfect union?
感谢主，在旧约圣经的雅各书里面给我们看见，一个属灵的联合是彼此的喜悦、满足和相爱的。
Praise the Lord. This Song of Songs has showed us that this union in spirit is...happiness and satisfaction and just full of love.
And delight in each other.
Delight in each other.
你想到对方你就快乐得不得了。心里就甜甜蜜蜜的，这多好啊，对不对？
When you think of the other person, you feel very happy, very sweet, very delightful.
感谢主，雅各书把这条路告诉我们。
Praise the Lord, The Son of Song has showed us the way.
我们可以长大成熟到一个地步，叫主心满意足。
We can become so mature and we can make our Lord being very satisfied.
所以这里面的十个点呢，非常非常的宝贵。
So this is very precious that we see this 10 members of the body.
这十个点可以讲到一个属灵人的达到的一个美好的光景。
This 10 aspects, if you can achieve that, that you have become such a good, you have reached such a good level.
然后呢，我们看见在第七节，主爱慕这个女子到一个什么地步。
In verse 7, we can see the Lord loves this virgin girl to what of a level?
他说你的身量好像棕树。你的两乳如同其上的果子，累累下垂。
It says, "This thy statue is like a palm tree, and thy breast to a grape cluster."
前面的五节哈、啊、是讲到身上属灵的官能。
And the previous first five verses, it's the your own members of the body, which the functioning of the members of the body.
这样的，这个 members 啊，讲到的 spiritual faculties.
Spiritual faculties.
我们身上每个人都有这些 faculty, 但是它不一定有 function.、
Oh.
这 faculty 它现在长到一个 function, 就好像孩子生下来，他有眼睛，但是他不能分辨什么东西，只看到光而已。慢慢他可以看得越来越清楚。
It's the members of the body, you know, we all have this members of the body, but you have to become more mature. It may not have the functioning of it. So we call them the spiritual faculty, just like eyes of a baby. You know, maybe they couldn't tell the difference of something, but the older they grow, they can see clearly.
但是到了第七节啊，主在这里讲到这个女子的时候，她不再是讲 function 或者 faculty, 她讲到她的身量。
In verse 7, when the king or the Lord has talked about this virgin girl, it's no longer the spiritual faculty, but now it's her statue.
弟兄姊妹，今天每一个基督徒在地上，主给我们的时间、环境都是一个机会。
Brothers and sisters, all for all Christians on this earth, every opportunity the Lord has given us.
为了来栽培我们、建立我们、使我们的身量能够扩大、能够长高。长大
is to grow us, is to develop, is also to grow our own stature.
这个身量呢，要长到与基督能够匹配。
This stature, how big should it grow? It should grow so big to be a perfect pair to our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里，主讲到他的身量好像一棵棕树一样。
Here it says the stature is like to a palm tree.
棕树呢，在地中海边上的迦南地、啊、是非常普遍容易看见。
Palm tree is very popular. It's everywhere in where Canaan is, which is next to the Mediterranean.
姊妹们，在像美国西海岸的南边呢，到了加州，你就很多地方都路上都可以看到棕树。
You can see a lot of palm trees in California.
棕树、啊、在圣经上面。预表着复活的生命。
Palm tree represents a life after resurrection.
预表着属灵的得胜。
Represents the victory of the Holy Spirit.
也说出了它是多结果子，生命的丰富。
It represents the abundance of the life that bears a lot of fruit.
在迦南第一代的以色列人，还有所有的阿拉伯人呢、啊，他们说呢，棕树啊，从它的树根一直到树顶，没有一样东西是没有用的。
For all the Israelites and the Arabs, they can find every part of the palm tree to be very useful.
这个棕树呢，如果它长成的话，大概有40英尺到50英尺那么高。
For a mature palm tree can be 40 feet to 50 feet. 弟兄姊妹，那大概有四层楼到五层楼那么高，还要高一点。That's like taller than a four or five story building.
而且它可以生长的呢，年日非常的长。It
can live for many, many years.
它大概，而且它到越老哈，它结的果子越多，而且那果子越甜。
The more years the tree has, the bigger the fruit it bears, and the sweeter the fruit it gets.
但是这个松树啊，不，这个棕树啊，我们称它做树，它其实不是树来的。We
often call it a palm tree, but it's really not a tree.
为什么呢？因为他们从植物学的这个角度来看呢，它是一种的内生的植物，叫做 endogen. Endogen plant.
From the perspective of the plant science, is it an endogen plant?
就是它所以能够成长，是它里面增加了，它外面才扩大的。
The reason for it to grow is because it's on the inside it grows first, therefore it's.
它因为里面增加了，所以外面就会被扩大了。
Because there's more things on the inside, that's why there's
increase from inward, then outward expand.
Increase from the inward, so expand to the outside.
但一般的树是怎样的？是它里面长好就不再长了，它一直是外面一圈一圈就长得越来越多，那是外面在长。那个叫，那是外生植物。
For if you think of a regular tree on the inside, you know, when it becomes mature, it will stop growing. So it grows around the inside, the core. So it's
So
we think of a palm tree. It's not really just like a regular ordinary tree.
这个很有意思，这个来预表着基督徒生命的长大。你要长大，要长高，是从里面基督的增加。 而不是外面学了一些样子啊、音乐啊、这个口号啊，或者是热情的表现，那都是外生的。Brothers,
this is very interesting how we use the palm tree to represent the Christian life. As a Christian, when we want to grow, we have to grow from the inside first. Therefore, our outside can grow. We cannot just add on to some musical talent, how the way we preach, the way we speak. The growth has to start from the inside.
我们里面看见基督有多少，顺服基督有多少，跟从他有多少，我们增加才有多少，长高才有多少。Our
growth, outward growth, really depends on how much we see our Lord Jesus Christ on the inside, how much we obey our Lord Jesus Christ on the inside.
That could, 对不起，
that's it.
我们的棕树啊，我们刚刚讲到，它从树根一直到树顶。 每一样东西都有用。他们中东的人说的，大概有360种的用处。So
I said palm trees are very useful to the Israelites and Arabs. There are 360 uses they can think of for this palm tree.
远远的就可以看到那里有水，因为那里有棕树。When
you are say in a desert, you see a palm tree, it really means there's water because there's a palm tree.
你知道，以色列人呢，跟随摩西啊，出了埃及，到了旷野，他们到了一个有水泉的地方，叫做以林，那里有70棵棕树。When
the Israelites have left Egypt and followed Moses into the wilderness, they have entered into a place that was the water. That place has 70 palm trees.
我们讲到圣经里面旧约时代，神为摩西预备了70位的同工啊，一起来服侍那么多的以色列百姓，好像就跟我们说明啊，我们借着侍奉，我们里面增加，外面长大，而且结果累累，成为有用的人。This
70 palm tree here also you can it foreshadows the 70 labors that our God has given to Moses. 70 co-laborers that God had given to Moses. Just like our own, us being Christians, when we want to grow from the on the outside, we must grow on our inside first.
And
when Christ grows within us,
我们自然就结果子了。
We, of course, will bear fruit.
是基督在我们里面增加的时候。
Our Christ grows within us.
在我们里面就有一种的永远不衰残的性质显出来，这叫做 perpetual.
We will have this, when our Christ grows within us, we will have this perpetual, the nature of perpetual.
它是一个常青的情况，一直都是绿的。
It's evergreen. This perpetualness is evergreen.
所以诗篇九十二篇第十二节里面有一句话。
Psalms chapter 2 verse 12, I'm going to read.
九十二篇第十二节，他那里说呢，他说义人要发旺如棕树。第十四节他说，他们年老的时候人要结果子，要满了枝浆而长青。
Chapter 12 verse 14
Chapter 92
verses 12, it says, the righteous shall shoot forth like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar. 14, it says, they are still vigorous in old age. They are full of sap and green.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们走对了路，属灵生命成长，越老越结果子，越老越甘甜，越老越有用。
Brothers, sisters, if we're on the right way with our Lord, the older we get, the sweeter we get. The older we get, the more fruit we bear. The older we get, the more useful we are to the Lord.
所以基督徒啊，追求成长、长大啊，是有路的，非常宝贵。
So, brothers, sisters, for all Christians to pursue the way, to pursue the growth, there is a way to it.
好，我想我今天的时间就到了哈，我先停在这里好吗
？I'm going to pause here today.
我们只讲到第七节的头一句，你的身量好像棕树。
We stopped at the first part of verse 7. This thy statue is like the palm tree.
巴不得主祝福所有的弟兄姊妹，许多弟兄姊妹爱慕的，我们能够像棕树一样长大，我们的身量和功用，令神满足喜悦的情况呢，越过越增加。
I hope we all pursue this life that we can be more like a palm tree. The more we grow on the inside, the more, everything grows start from the inside, and our own growth will eventually go as our own inner growth.
不好，我们今天交通我就先停在这里。请弟兄姊妹在主面前，我们随着圣灵的感动和带领，我们一同有一点祷告，好吗？
The fellowship is going to stop.
救赎的儿女都有一颗心，渴慕在地上能够跟随你。我们心中都有一个愿望，说：主啊，我愿意向你。主啊，但是很多时候我们却不知道那个路在哪里。我们去向人寻找，向人求问。但是我们却不到你的跟前来。主啊，感谢你，你知道我们的心愿，所以你就用你的话语来光照我们，用你的话语来启示我们，用你的话语解释在我们的心中，使我们里面醒悟过来。主啊，原来你就是我们的道路，你就是教会的道路。主啊，我们更多认识你，更多听见你，更多愿意顺从你。主啊，你就把我们的脚摆在那美好的道路上面。主啊，你让我们得着许多宝贵亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们在这黑暗混乱并且充满了迷惑人的世代中，我们学习走你的道路，学习遵行你的旨意，学习来彼此服侍，叫神家的实际，叫基督的身体
能够出现在我们的中间。亲爱的主耶稣，我要敬拜你。当我们这样来服侍，虽然我们常常感觉自己满了软弱，满了亏欠，我们也常常错误和失败，但是你却不住地在我们的身上，哦，你留意地制作，留意地栽培，并且你向我们是很久的忍耐。主啊，我感谢你。我们相信，当有你的儿女这样跟随你，你必定在这个世代成全你的作为，叫许多弟兄姊妹达到属灵美好的地步，达到身量长大成人的地步，叫你的心得着满足，叫神的家充满了果实，叫父神的心喜悦，叫人得着益处。我们为着我们这一次一起读雅各书，我们献上满心的感谢和赞美。主啊，可能有一些话对我们目前的光景我们还够不上，但是你知道什么时候能够带领我们进入那实际，所以我们把自己完完全全没有保留的再交给你。主啊，愿你的旨意成就，愿你所要得着的心腹快快的装饰整齐。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，
阿们。
阿们。阿们。